So you know what that sound means? Yep, that special time of year is fast approaching.
Ooh. Oh, Chris is going to dress up in costume.
Along with a ghostly collection of haunting performers. And lucky for you, you're on the guest list. Right? Hey, I like the costume look, by the way. This is pretty cool. Yes. You guys are right in tune with the time of year. I didn't even think to actually dress up for...
Is yeah. Gabe a lumberjack?
Yeah, Gabe the lumberjack.
Molly's Wonder Woman costume is pretty on point.
Pretty amazing.
You know, I do what I can.
And then Amber is Catwoman. Well, I just don't even want to.
What?
I just don't even want to go there. It's really, we just really shouldn't.
Yeah, maybe don't. See, just go down that road.
You might should just go on.
Specifically the Halle Berry Catwoman, too.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, now people will know how to find us at the Rumpus. It won't be because we're wearing our guest list tank tops over our costumes.
Here we go. Never live it down.
The guest list tank tops.
They're the greatest tank tops
to ever
exist.
I think I actually wore the guest list t-shirt over the weekend.
I did too.
I did.
Did you guys?
I did.
Oh, I missed out.
I still have it. And what's cool about it, you know, is it references the old call letters. So that's sort
yes.
of a collectible
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is. And I felt that you were wearing it. It was like the bat sign
you could,
Athens. WGA letters just lit up the night sky.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guest list to your rescue.
Right in tune with
all
the time of year.
Wild
exactly,
rumpus
yes.
needs.
Wild rumpus. And okay. Well, let's talk about something actually not as... festive and lighthearted, and that is the passing of Mr. Tom Petty. We
moment of silence.
We lost a great one for sure, and you know, I'm not sure there's much to say that hasn't already been said about this guy. Really, I mean, good grief! Yeah. I can tell you this: in the '80s and through the '90s, I never missed a Tom Petty concert.
Yeah,
I went to every time he came to Atlanta. I was there, and so. You know, and was always in awe of a performer that can get up there and every song is a sing-along. I mean, it's just every single song is a hit. Or if it's not, you feel like, oh my gosh, that could be a hit. Why isn't that a hit?
Because there isn't enough radio space for all of Tom Petty's songs to be hits. Only the top 35.
It feels like that, right? I mean...
His music has this quiet power kind of where... There's nothing showy about Petty's music, about his songwriting, but it's just there's something that's so perfect about it in like a pop sense, I guess, but also just the inside of his lyrics and because everything's just kind of like everything just kind of fits in the right place with his music.
Yeah, and it's exactly what you need to hear at the time you need to hear it. I was trying to memorialize him. As many people were, I'm sure, on social media, and I just couldn't pick, the best lyrics to say, thank you for this. No, thank you for this thought, Tom. No, Tom, really, this is your best thought. There were just so many good ones.
And I guess you never really think about, well, I better run out and see this person in concert because they're almost to the end. I mean, we're talking about... You know, as long as we have groups like the Stones and to some degree, maybe not a fan here on the guest list, but I'm a fan of Kiss. Like these guys that go on and on and on forever, you just never think, oh, I better run out and make sure I take in this show because who knows when. The Who, another one, you know. But Tom Petty was definitely not on my watch list. Mm-hmm. Like never thought ever about, wow, you know, he's only going to be with us a short while. We better really soak it up while we can.
There's something ironic about dying 2 days or one day after the end of your 40th anniversary farewell show. It's almost like he knew that something was not right with his ticker, and he decided to just get out there and take the last couple of weeks and make the most of it. Maybe he didn't, but I like to think some part of him was like, yeah, let's just go do this.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. You hit on something, too, where he's kind of he was an artist that a lot of us took for granted and sort of thought, oh, yeah, it's Tom Petty. He's sort of this American legend, but he's always going to kind of be there putting out these great songs. And
right.
Yeah, you don't think about folks like that.
I know he aimed for, longevity in his music, and I think musicians tend to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, very, very timeless. I mean, how many times do you hear Free Fallin'? Probably, a day. It's... It's great. And I want to read a quote. I was doing the same thing Molly was. I was like, can I say something about Tom Petty that like really applies to my life and really, you know, reaches out to me? And I saw that he said this about radio. He has a song called The Last DJ. And he said, I've never seen a more pro-radio song than The Last DJ. I love radio. I was just singing about how at one time in life, radio was an art form that you have generations that don't even know that. And I was singing about the vanishing human voice. And I have also, you know, thought about how radio was kind of dying out, but it's on the come up again. And I think that a lot of generations are forgetting to appreciate radio and what it's done for music. And Tom Petty really supported that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, as we're talking about this, of course, a pretty cool tribute show coming up at the 40 Watt. On the 26th, and we might as well just jump in and talk a little bit about that show. I know there's a fairly impressive list of acts that are doing Tom Petty tribute songs for this event at 40 Watt. I just think it's gonna be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be kind of a who's who of Athens music. David Barbee, T. Hardy Morris, Jay Gonzalez, Paul McHugh from Pilgrim is kind of the guy that's organized the whole thing. He's gonna perform. So a lot of local folks will be playing Petty songs, and they're going to do after the performances, they're going to do Petty-oke, which is
yeah.
They're going to have a backing band playing Petty songs, and anybody who
Lord.
Wants can come up and sing.
Can't even handle it.
So fun way to sort of honor Petty and his music, and the proceeds are actually going to go to benefit a Puerto Rico relief effort. So
awesome,
good cause.
Pretty
good,
cool.
Good event.
Yeah.
Well, we sort of fought over what song to play, so I'm going to let. I think we let Molly win this one, so
yeah.
I'm gonna let Molly introduce this song.
So this song comes off of Full Moon Fever, and every once in a while you hear it on the radio, but not that often. It's called "You're So Bad," and I just love the chorus. He says, "You're so bad, the best thing I ever had in a world gone mad," and I feel like that's a great way to say thanks, Mr. Petty.
Tom Petty on the guest list.
One, two, three, four. My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me. Best thing I ever had in a world gone mad. You're so bad. My sister's ex-husband can't get no loving. Walks around all faced and hurt. Now he's got nothing. Which is worse, but not me, baby. I've got you to save me. Oh, you're so bad. Best thing I ever had in a world gone bad. You're so bad. So bad.
All right, so that was You're So Bad from our good friend Tom Petty, gone way too soon. And there will be a really cool tribute show at the 40 Watt on October 26th. So head out and check that out. That's going to be great. All right, so coming up at about the same time, before we get ahead of ourselves, San Fermin. Somebody tell me a little bit about this show.
So San Fermin, they're an indie band based in Brooklyn. And in an era where maybe bands are like 3 to 4 people, this band is 8. They've really got a beautiful fleshed out string sound. And you might think of Sufjan Stevens in the Come On, Feel the Illinois era, that kind of classical flourish on top of folk and indie. Pretty great sound. They're fronted by a composer named Ellis Ludwig Leone, and he is a music director and resident composer for a ballet company in his spare time.
Wow.
They just put out their third album earlier this year. It's called Belong. And much like you would expect from someone who is a composer for ballet, it's pretty lush and dramatic. But he's also taken a bit of a more focused approach to his songwriting and gotten more confident as a lyricist over the last 2 albums and touring. So I think this will be a great show. I'll be curious to see how all 8 of them fit on the stage at Livewire.
Wow,
but it'll
yeah.
be a really nice, intimate show. And I'm really excited that they're coming to town.
Yeah, there is like a sort of a high-mindedness to their music that sets them apart from a lot of other indie bands.
Yeah,
and with the modern classical influence, and a lot of their music sounds to me like it could be like soundtrack to a Broadway show or something.
Huh.
Like there's like a musical theater element to it, which is kind of neat.
Well, I was listening to the album while I was preparing for the show, and I was thinking it reminded me like if you let the woman in the magnetic field sing a little bit more, they kind of go back and forth. He doesn't sound quite quite as deep as Stephen Merritt mm-hmm. from Magnetic Fields, but it has a similar kind of quality to it.
Kind of conversational
mm-hmm.
in a way, yeah.
Well, let's check it out. Here's Bride from the album Belong. This is San Fermin on the guest list. Okay, so that was Bride from San Fermin, scheduled to perform the Live Wire October 25th. And that is a cool sound. I like that. I felt like I was in Epcot.
Really?
It's like Snow White soundtrack type.
It's very cool. Yeah, it's very, very international feel, like I'm strolling through some area of Epcot.
Mm-hmm. Everything goes back to Disney.
That's
right. To be fair, you always sort of feel like
I do. Yeah, the full brew and just taking it all in.
Yum!
I'm taking that comment in. I really don't know what to do with that.
I know you don't. That's why I said it.
Now you're going to think of that every time you listen to San Fermin.
I really hope not.
I hope I didn't mess it up for anybody. But that's just me. No, it was really cool. All right, let's move on. Double Ferrari playing Friday, October 27th. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on with Double Ferrari since we talked about them last time.
Well, Double Ferrari, a local band, of course, and they're about to finally release their debut album, which has been in the works for several years. They sort of, I think, did some recordings and scrapped those recordings and then went out to record with producer Tim Green in California, who's sort of an engineering legend and has performed with some high-profile groups. One of which, probably the most famous of which, we can't say on the air, unfortunately.
Can we not say the Melvins on the air?
No, it's not the Melvins.
It is the Melvins.
Well, he produced the Melvins, but he was not.
That's not the one you're talking about.
No, okay. I'm talking about the Champs, but there's another word in there.
I know who you're talking about. Joanna Newsom and hundreds of others he has produced.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
So he's sort of an engineering legend, so he recorded the new Double Ferrari record, which they're going to celebrate with this show at the 40 Watt on October 27th. And so Double Ferrari, if you ever wanted a band's name to accurately reflect the sound of their music, it is Double Ferrari.
You think so?
It's just this total virtuosic kind of high speed instrumental rock assault. It sounds like a sports car in motion.
It's metal.
It's heavy.
It's metal.
It's guitar centric for sure. It's the group is the brainchild of Jay Spartett, who he won an air guitar championship back a few years ago. So that gives you a sense of his sort of devotion for the electric guitar. Hmm. He's very much an evangelist for the power of rock and roll and guitar in particular. And this band definitely reflects that. So instrumental rock, featuring not only Jace, but members of Cine Mechanica and Bit Brigade. So,
and Ryan Houchins from Family and Friends.
That's right. So it gives
drummer.
You a sense of their sort of pedigree. And they're, like I said, they're finally going to release this record, which is being met with some great anticipation. And it'll be fun to finally be able to listen to it.
They're fun to see.
I think this goes along with the opening theme of the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're also playing with Night Idea and Apparition.
That's right.
And Mean Queen.
Yes.
I relate to
on
that name.
On Friday the 27th, it's Mean Queen, Apparition, and Night Idea. Enter if you dare. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the Halloween weekend is kicking off with this great bill at the 40 Watt Double Ferrari. Mean Queen, like you mentioned. Night Idea and Apparition. Spooky, spooky rock for your Halloween listening pleasure.
All right, so let's give a listen. Here's something from the new album, Double Ferrari. Guess what it's called? Double Ferrari, and it's on the guest list. All right, so that was Double Ferrari off the album Double Ferrari, and the song, of course, Double Ferrari, which we decided would mean quadruple Ferrari.
Some kind of
or
equation
something like
in
that.
There,
what is that? That's
cubed or
Ferrari cubed?
Yeah. I think we could just say exponential Ferrari. And
that's what it is.
That covers all bases.
Ferrari
that's
it. Forever.
And for and they're playing a spectacular gig at the 40 Watt along with Mean Queen, Night Idea, and Apparition on the 27th. So check that out. All right, moving on to Local H, also at the 40 Watt on Monday, November 6th. Tell me about this show.
Yeah, so you might remember the name Local H might ring a bell if you came of age in the 1990s, as I did. They had a single called Bound for the Floor that was kind of a staple on alt-rock radio,
yes.
Otherwise known as the Copacetic, Keep It Copacetic
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
So they're kind of remembered as this one-hit wonder band, sort of unfairly, I think. They've had a pretty steady career outside of that hit that... is pretty impressive when you think about a lot of sort of one-hit wonder groups that seems like after they kind of fall out, they sort of spend the rest of their career trying to recapture that magic in a way. And Local H has sort of done the opposite. They've just really plowed along, making this just great kind of DIY rock music.
Huh.
Pretty interesting setup. It's just a duo with a guitarist and a drummer, and they managed to create a very big sound out of that setup. And they've, like I said, they've kind of, you know, been pretty consistent over the years in terms of releasing new music and touring quite a bit. They just put out a record in 2015 that we're gonna hear a track from in a second. But pretty straightforward rock and roll music, no frills really, just loud and proud.
Yeah, now I've got that song stuck in my head, but what I remember is like. The purity of that guitar riff with the drums behind it and
so
how like, yeah, it just, what a killer sound.
Yeah. And they've definitely, they've kept that going. They haven't changed up their sound a whole lot. So
yeah.
You'll recognize the Local H sound for sure.
Taking me right back to my teen years.
Yeah.
So they're on tour with the Toadies right now. Is that correct? But they're not playing with the Toadies.
Not at the 40 Watt.
Here.
Yeah. She, he, local band is supporting Local H at
that's
the
great.
Show.
That's a good pair.
It's one of my favorite band names.
I wish the Toadies were playing with them. I like the Toadies, too.
I saw that. I was like, where is Athens on this list? And then I realized it's a completely different show, but it's catered to Athens,
Sweet.
Which is pretty great.
Sweet.
So it's going to be fun.
All right. Well, speaking of fun, let's give a listen. This is Gig Bag Road from the album Hey Killer. Here's Local H on the guest list.
Looking for a way back home. Looking for a piggyback ride. Marching
right, so that was Gig Bag Road from the album Hey Killer, and that was Local H going to play the 40 Watt on Monday, November 6th, along with She Hee Hee, one of our favorite Athens band names.
She Hee Hee. That's right.
That should be a great show. That was a killer song. I like that. That was a good sound.
Definitely a classic rock kind of riff in that song for sure.
Absolutely.
Nirvana total
vibes.
Headbangers ball up in here.
Yeah, no doubt.
For a few minutes there.
All right, well, let's move on to Japan Droids playing the 40 Watt on Wednesday, November the 8th, along with Cloud Nothings. What's this show going to be like, Gabe?
Yeah, another example following Local H of a duo, guitar and drums duo, that managed to just get this massive sound out of that stripped-down setup. These guys are from Canada, from Vancouver, and they came up in 2008-2009, with a record called Post Nothing that sort of turned a lot of heads and had this great kind of scrappy garage rock sound. Their early stuff really was fun because it always seemed like it was kind of on the brink of chaos, like it was always about to fall apart. And they had this live show that was also very, like, always, they're almost about to trip over themselves, just playing super fast and scrappy and just, but also with great melodies in there. And they've just released an album earlier this year that is a little more polished. It's titled Near to the Wild Heart of Life. So a little more polished than their older stuff, a little more settled, I guess.
I heard they've been described as one part classic rock and one part punk. So their influences are actually Tom Petty.
They do have a little bit of a weird Petty vibe in some of their
cool
songs.
And kind of like but mixed with like the Replacements. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. You be the judge, listeners.
Well, let's check it out. Here's Near to the Wild Heart of Life from the album of the same name. Here's Japan Droids on the guest list. All right, so that was Near to the Wild Heart of Life from Japandroids. He'll be playing 40 Watt on Wednesday, November 8th. And, yeah, I did get the Replacements feel there. Also a little bit of Billy Bragg kind of coming through there. But, yeah, that's sort of a late 80s, early 90s sort of throwback sound. Yeah.
Also hear some early aught pop punk.
This new record in particular has a more of a pop punk sort of almost emo vibe to it.
This new album, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah. And Cloud Nothings, we should mention, are sharing this bill, and then another great young rock band. So a good double bill there at the 40 Watt on November 8th.
I'm going to go. I'm actually going to go to this show. I say that a lot.
Sure you are.
But see me there. Come say hey.
Actually, you do go to a lot of shows. I'll say you get out there.
I try, yeah. I saw Marcus King, and it was great.
Yeah?
That was the first show I've been to in a really long time. I had to force myself.
Well, I mean,
get right on my bed.
I would say, with the exception of one person on the guest list, all of you guys get out and see a lot of acts.
You can talk about yourself in the third person. It's cool.
I was hoping the listeners would just forget about that. They wouldn't be clear on who I was talking about.
Oh, sorry. You were talking about Gabe. Gabe doesn't see
Gabe
anyone. No, never see him.
Yeah.
Molly and I went together to a show that we talked about last month.
Yeah.
We went to see Oganali.
That's right. Yeah.
And then I went to another show that we also talked about, Drew Holcomb, and it was as outstanding as I promised y'all it would be. So
now, wasn't Oganali on the rooftop?
Yeah.
Yes.
How was that?
They were great.
Righteous.
Yeah.
I wish more people came out, but that's what you get, a 7 o'clock show.
Right.
On the night of a bigger show, which
was Mac DeMarco.
Oh, yeah.
Who we also talked about, and there were a lot of people lined
up
for that.
I heard that one was just off the chain.
Killer.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's, speaking of off the chain, how about Lydia Lunch?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just didn't want to be outdone by Gabe with all of the punk that we had going on this month. You've got it
coming at him right now. Here we go. A little Lydia Lunch playing the Caledonia on November the 14th.
So I asked one of my friends earlier, you know, who's Lydia Lunch? And she said, she's some kind of something. And I thought, that is the perfect way to describe her. She, so the Facebook event for this, for this show says, first time in Athens, strap in. And I feel like that is.
Buckle
like,
up, y'all.
You are going to wish you had a double-breasted safety belt for this show. She's playing with Bob Burt, who played with Sonic Youth and Chrome Cranks, among other bands, Tim Dahl and Weeza Walter. And her name is super familiar to me. Her music was not so much, but she came of age in the no wave scene in New York in the 70s, which was a reaction against punk rock. If you needed a reaction against punk rock, just think of how much further over that's going. And the musicians experimented with noise, dissonance, and atonality. It's abrasive, confrontational, and nihilistic. So you're welcome.
Provocative as well.
Wow.
But in her solo career, she's worked with people like Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth and Nick Cave. She started her own label in the mid-80s, and she's still putting out music on that. And I think if you think about that, think about a woman putting out no-wave music in the 80s who started her own record label. That tells you a lot about Lydia Lunch. She's taking her album Retrovirus, which she put out in 2013, on the road, and she's bringing it here to Athens. And this is like empowered female rock like you've never heard it before. Super visceral, fierce. She holds no punches. It was difficult to find a song that would fit our format, but I think I did it. And I feel like this is one of those shows where if you're listening to this and it doesn't sound like your cup of tea, you might go see it just because, like, respect for this figure and what she means and the fact that she's coming to Athens and you get to see her in the 40 watt.
Nice.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
do we know how she got her name?
I do not.
Do you guys know the story?
Yeah, but you go ahead and tell it.
A friend of hers gave her the name Lunch because she used to steal her friend's food. So her actual name is not Lydia Lunch, which I don't know why it would be. But that's the story I heard.
Yeah, you're
what,
right.
Is that it?
That's correct.
She's this reputation as a young, you know, she came into the music scene in New York when she was like 15 or 16, super young. And she sort of developed this reputation as this sort of delinquent, you know, that just sort of was in everybody's business and making this really aggressive music. And yeah, she was hugely influential on, especially on bands like Sonic Youth. You can hear a lot of her music in their work, especially their early work. They're definitely inspired by the no wave scene. She was in a group for very briefly called Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, which was a great early no wave band. And if you're not familiar with the no wave stuff, check out the No New York compilation, which is a great sampler platter of that early no wave stuff, which is pretty jagged and pretty aggressive, but also has some great kind of dancey rhythms to it.
Yeah.
The Boston Phoenix named Lunch, one of the 10 most influential performers of the 1980s. So Molly is right. Definitely go to the show and appreciate kind of what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to have mad respect for anybody that's been doing anything for well over 30 years. And definitely, I mean, she's got to have a following to keep doing this. So
yeah.
So
strap in, y'all.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's
buckle up.
Let's do this thing. Let's try Ranaway Dark from the album Retrovirus. Here's Lydia Lunch on the guest list. All right, so that was Ranaway Dark from the album Retrovirus. That was Lydia Lunch playing the Caledonia on Tuesday, November 14th. And as Molly said, that'll be a show you'll want to strap in for and hold on tight, because that's going to be something. All right, let's move on to Love Tractor. Wow, speaking of going back on the Wayback Machine, Love Tractor playing 40 Watt on Saturday, November 18th, along with Magna Pop. What a great show this will be. Tell me a little bit about this somebody. Who's going to look at Molly? Yeah, maybe.
Look at Molly. Look at Gabe.
Look at Amber.
Look at Amber.
I could tell you a little bit about Love Tractor, but I think I'm going to swing it over to Molly to talk about this.
Okay.
Well, I feel like in some ways this is a band that needs no introduction. They are so formative to the sound of Athens in the 80s, as denoted by the fact that one of their songs is featured in the opening credits to Athens, Georgia, Inside Out, that incredible documentary. If you haven't seen it and you live in this town, you need to rectify that situation. But yeah, they're mostly known for being an instrumental band, started in 1980, guitarist Mark Klein and Mike Richmond and bassist Armistead Welford. And over time, they have featured just a rotation of Athens luminaries and behind different instruments in their lineup. And I saw them play right after I moved to town a couple years ago at Athfest, and they closed out the main stage on that Sunday night. And it was so much fun to see an instrumental band rocking the way that they were and the way people responded to them, quite honestly. And then even though they are mostly instrumental, a couple years back, Uncut Magazine asked members of REM to put together a compilation of songs that like meant something to them or were representative in some way. And Mike Mills actually picked a Love Tractor song with vocals. And it's a beautiful song lyrically, but it also has this like really cool kind of mystic like sitar and what are those? Not a xylophone, but you know what I mean? Like those little sticks that hang down their metal and you like...
Chimes.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a musician.
Yes.
In my spare time.
Chimes.
But yeah, chimes. Like there's just, I don't know. I think they can be the soundtrack for just about any era of Athens, but it's rare nowadays that you get to see them perform again. So.
Yeah, they're one of those essential bands from the early Athens scene that they're well known and loved, you know, here in town, but not maybe so much from outsiders who think of Athens as REM and B-52s and, you know, Drive-By Truckers. So hopefully they'll be getting a little bit more of their due. They're going to reissue a lot of their back catalog next year on vinyl, and the original members have actually reunited to record a brand new record, and I believe they're going to be doing some touring. Of course, the show on the 18th, at the November 18th at the 40 Watt, will be a chance to catch them. But it's cool to see them active again and hopefully getting a little bit more respect.
I mean, they're kind of considered like one of the co-founders of the Athens early music scene.
They're definitely there from the beginning,
from
what we think of as the scene.
Started from the bottom. And they played the Athens Pop Fest last year, didn't they?
Mm-hmm, I believe you're right.
2016. Did you guys catch them last year?
I didn't see them.
Didn't see them? Apparently, they brought up like a bunch of people from other Athens, OG Athens music scene bands, like someone from the Drive-By Truckers. And it was like a whole like stage event. And I was wondering if you guys witnessed it because that sounds amazing. And maybe they'll do that for this show. They'll bring up some OG Athens musicians.
Those are some of my favorite shows. Like I saw Cindy Wilson at the 40 Watt, and it was just, you know, and I think Pylon Reenactment Society opened. But, you know, you look around the room and it's all these people that if you watched that documentary in the mid-80s, like it's all of those people and they're still here and they're still supporting each other. And it's just this like really sweet little community that
That's
we get to be part of.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because it is, you know, Cindy Wilson is active again and putting out new music.
Mm-hmm.
Pylon Reenactment, of course, is doing their thing. And now Love Tractor is coming back. So we've got this sort of resurgence of a lot of musicians from that era that are not only coming back to play their older stuff, but putting out new material too.
Yeah, well, and then you see stuff like, you know, when Alejandro Escovedo comes to town and Peter Buck joins him on stage, or Filthy Friends is coming in February. Like they're all still excited to be part of this community, which is a great luxury for all of us.
Well, let's give a listen to something from Love Tractor. Here's A Trip to the Museum from the album of the same name. Here's Love Tractor on the guest list. right, so that was A Trip to the Museum from Love Tractor, who will perform the 40 Watt on Saturday, November 18th, along with Magna Pop, and that'll be a great show, and hopefully some of Athens' notables will be there to jump on stage and give us one of those all-star performances. And that, speaking of all-star performances, is just about going to do it for this edition of The Guest List. The Guest List is a production of WUGA, a broadcast service of the University of Georgia, and made possible through the support of listeners just like you. If you'd like to revisit this or perhaps other local content you heard on WUGA, be sure to check out our webpage. We keep the current episode of The Guest List posted online for the balance of the month, so you can go back and remind yourself who's playing when and where. It's right there on our new improved website, WUGA.org. I encourage you to check it out. And while you're there, please consider dropping us a note about what you think about the show or even suggestions of what you'd like us to cover next month. And speaking of your comments, many of you have asked about an official WUGA app, a way for you to take WUGA programming with you everywhere you go. Well, we listened, and now you can have access to WUGA live programs or archived content right there on your smartphone. Just search WUGA in the App Store or on Google Play and download the app right now. In the meantime, for my good friends Gabe Vodica, Molly Williams, and Amber Henderson, I'm Chris Shoup, taking you out with one more from the great Tom Petty. Have a great night, everybody.